Good afternoon, and thank you very much for being here to work on the Midah of Bitachon with me. And today is your test, Elul Tafshin Pei Gimel, September 5th, 2023. Today should be for a Refuah Shleima for Zahara Rina Bas Elisheva Chana. And a question was brought to me this week. Someone said, and we were discussing tzedakah. Now, this is a time of tzedakah, especially in Elul. And the person said, I know that I'm supposed to give Meiser, and those who are able to are supposed to give Meiser a tenth of their earnings. And this person said, what if my heart is not in it when I give Meiser? What if my heart is not in it? What if my heart is not in it when it comes to having bitachon and emunah, or waking up in the morning, or doing mitzvos? And we've talked about this a few times. Adam nifal kfi pu'ulosav. Adam nifal kfi pu'ulosav. As we know that the Sefer HaChinuch says in Parshas Bo, a person is formed according to his or her actions. It's what I do, and that will form me from the outside. That will transform me into being that person who's doing what I'm supposed to, even if my heart is not in it. Just do, perform, succeed, and do again. Get into the habit and keep doing consistently, day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out. Keep going. And we know that the Maseilas Yeshurim says, Chitzonios Me'oreros Pnimios, that the outer actions arouse the inner ones. And I decided to talk a little bit about tzedakah and bitachon, because this is a time that we know that we work on mitos, like giving enough tzedakah. We know Teshuvah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah. We're going to be having the Yomim Noraim very, very soon. And we're going to talk about that topic in Davin, in Musaf, and discussing the fact that Tzedakah is so powerful, especially at this time. But there's an element of Bitachon that is necessary, a very powerful element of Bitachon that is necessary when it comes to paying tuition as much as we can and giving Tzedakah as much as we can. In fact, it gets more severe or more frightening when we hear what is often said, and it's very famous, that it's a galgal hachozer. And the Aruch HaShulchan, who I have in front of me, quotes this concept. It's a wheel that goes around and around. It's what we call the wheel of fortune, Hashem's fortune, that Hashem determines. What does that mean, that it goes around and around? It says that when one generation has wealth, well, the wheel turns, and in the next generation does not. That's the general rule. So is there a way to avoid that fate? And how am I able to make it through life thinking about this? Let's say I have enough money. Let's say I'm an affluent person, and I'm supposed to have this looming over me. How do I have bitachon that my children are going to be okay if it's supposed to be a galgal achozer, if it's a wheel that turns and the fate changes in the next generation? So let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan, and what we're talking about is the ending of tzedakah and its relationship, its correlation to bitachon, and how bitachon is needed to do tzedakah the right way. Of course, we will, Amir Tashem, go back to the Chafetz Chaim's text as he gives an encouraging talk to the soldiers in the battlefield and in the challenges and the sufferings that people have in life, and we should have no suffering, but the way to make it through and to work through all of the issues we have. So the Aruch HaShulchan tells us, and this is in Hilchos Tzedakah, Simen Reish Mem Ches. The Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is, Olam Ein Adam Me'ani Mina Tzedakah. A person never becomes poor from giving Tzedakah. Below Davar Ra, below Hezek Misgolel Ayada. Through giving charity, through donating, nothing evil, nothing unfortunate, no damage comes from giving tzedakah. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, "Bahaya masa tzedakah shalom," that the action of charity and donating and contributing to worthy causes is only peace. V'chol hamerachem al aniyim, anybody who has compassion on the poor people, Hakadosh Baruch Hu merachem elav, Hashem has compassion and mercy on that person. It's something in my neshama. This morning, Rabbi Goldschmidt, who was talking after davening and shul, was talking about this topic. And he mentioned that if possible to have a little bit of money with me, and when someone asks for tzedakah, even if I'm not positive about the person's worthiness, etc. If possible, I give them something. It's for what it does to my neshama. It keeps me merciful, compassionate. And we already know that it says in Avos, it says, "Hakol lefi rov hamaseh." It's the more actions that we do, even if it's smaller, we give smaller amounts of money regularly, is much better for our neshama than just like once a year or twice a year giving a lump sum and that's it. Why? Because we're trying to imprint on ourselves this midah. And a midah is only imprinted and makes an impression permanently when we're in the habit. The habit might be small increments. It's like chesed, it's tzedakah every day without missing a day. The Yeshlo Adam Liten Elibo, says the Aruch HaShulchan, a person should put to his heart and think about the fact Shekeshem Shehu Mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Eis, that just like this person requests from Hashem at every moment, Sheyazmin Lo Parnasaso, that Hashem should provide for this person his livelihood, whatever I need. Olachein Kamoshim Mevakesh Melkadosh Baruch Hu Sheyishma Takoso. Also, I'm hoping that Hashem will listen to my supplications, especially this time during Elul and coming to the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. We're very hopeful, we're optimistic that Hashem is going to listen to all my screams. Kach tzorich sheyishma shavas aniyim. Similarly, quoting the Tor, the person has to hear and be compassionate and sensitive toward the cries of the poor, of the destitute, of the needy, and institutions also. The Af Gamzos, Shakarish Baruch Hu Korov Lishmoa Takasanim. We also know the Aruch HaShulchan reminds us that Hashem listens to those people who are at a disadvantage. He listens to them very promptly, very quickly, because they're challenged. They're challenged financially and emotionally, monetarily. Uve Iyov Ksiv, it says in the Sefer of Iyov Lamed Daled, Tzachas aniyim tishma. Hashem, you will hear the cries of the poor. The gambris krusolahem. Also, Hashem has made a covenant, a pact with the poor people. Shenemar, as it says, v'shamati kichanun ani. Hashem says, I will listen. I will hearken to the poor because I am gracious. I'm giving. I'm merciful. What does this have to do with bitachon? I thought it's a bitachon vad. That's right. As we're leading up to this idea that in order to open my hand, Pasoach tiftach es yadcha, the Pasuk says, in order that my hand shouldn't be tight, shouldn't be clenched, I need to have bitachon to be able to give up these funds for the people who are worthy, to the institution. The fichach, therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, yesh lo lizoher mizakostam, a person has to be very careful when it comes to the cries and the supplications of those who are in need, who need tzedakah, who need support. Gam yiten elibo, and this is what we said in the introduction, a person has to put to his heart and remember, ki ugalgal achozir ba'olam, that is a wheel that comes back around. It's what they call the wheel of fortune dictated and decreed by Hashem. B'sof ha'adam lo b'lidei mirazo. The person himself even, the person thinks, oh, I'm affluent, sure, I'm wealthy, I have everything forever. Isn't it guaranteed? No, there is no guarantee. A person of means, a person who's financially comfortable, there's no guarantee that it's going to be that way forever. We all know stories of people who have moved one way or the other when it comes to finances. And if this person who has a lot of money did not come ever to the faith of being impoverished, Baruch Hashem, ba beno, his son will, his child will. V'im beno lo ba, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if his child does not, let's say we have two generations in a row who have plenty of money, they're very financially comfortable, ba ben beno, and his grandchild will though. His grandchild will be on the other side of the table, needing funds. That's scary, isn't it? If the paragraph would end there, then we might be a little bit frightened. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Kibalti, I have a tradition though. I've received the following information. Ki al yidei sha'adam, There is a way to prevent the gagal achozer. It was worth it to sit down to see this one line of the Aruch HaShulchan today. The person is able to prevent that fate and the wheel turning through gathering, by the person gathering tzedakah, me'acherim, from others, al yedei zeh, through this, matzil es dorosav. The person can save his generation from having to go door to door for money. So in other words, true, by default, a person's financial comfort level, affluence, wealth is not guaranteed to remain with him or her. And even if it remains with him, the next generation is not guaranteed. And if it remains with the second generation, in the third generation, it's definitely not guaranteed, but there's a way to stem that. And the way to stop it is to gather tzedakah, to try to get others, to rally them to give as well. A story happened to me in one of the illustrious institutions that some of my children attended, and over the years there have been several. They were having a special campaign, and we know that many times there are donors who will double or triple every dollar that is raised, and this was one of those. So I said to the person in charge of the institution, the Mossad, I have a question for you. Can I please use this money that I give you toward next year's tuition? Because that would really help me. It's going to be double. So the person said, generally we don't do that, because this is an independent, it's a self-standing campaign that we have once a year. But then he said to me, you know what? I'm going to let you do it. You know why? The reason I'm going to let you do it is because not only do you try to pay tuition and you pay the as much as you can, you actually rally others. You raise money from others also. You raise money. So since you also raise money, that's taking it to a different level. You're stretching more than the average. So what I will do for you, I will stretch out of my comfort zone as head of the Mossad, of the institution, and I will allow you to gain credit for next year's tuition through this special campaign where every dollar is doubled. So I said to myself, Baruch Hashem, that was able to work out. It's like what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Patterns are just patterns. Rules are rules, but there are exceptions to every rule. The Gemara Erevin says that. We don't learn even when it says, it's always true, except for, let's say, this in this case, there can be other exceptions too. Ein lameda mina klolos. You don't learn from general. Every rule has exceptions. Rabbi Saul Solanter said, as you know, every rule has exceptions, including the rule that says that every rule has exceptions, and therefore there are some rules that don't have exceptions. Okay, that was just something off the side, a little bit entertaining, but that's not the main point we're trying to make. We're trying to say that that rule, that that freestanding fundraiser cannot go toward next year's tuition. So the head of the institution said, but we will change that because you also are ma'aseh tzedakah. You don't just give. You try to rally others, like the Mishnah and Avos. You want to give and you want others to give also. So the Aruch HaShulchan asserts, he says, I have a Kabbalah, I have a tradition, that if a person not only gives tzedakah, but also gets others to give, rallies, encourages others, then that person will be saved from the fate of the gagal achozer, of the wheel turning around, and that his fate or his children or his grandchildren won't have enough money, chas v'shalom. You can actually prevent that from happening by encouraging and getting others, inspiring others to give tzedakah as well. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says, and I'm going to say most of it just in English and translating it, but some of it will say in Hebrew, a person shouldn't say, how can I give up any money? Eich achzor mimamoni, litz no maniim. How could I take any, I need all this money. How can I take, slice away, cut away some of my money and give it away to the poor? No, no, no. Don't think that, the Aruch HaShulchan says. Ki yesh lo ladas. We have to realize, a person has to realize, this money is not mine. It is not my money. It's a trust. It's an entrustment. It's an item. It's a fund that has been entrusted it's been assigned to me. I'm supposed to take care of it, but it's just a pikadon. I don't own this money. It's lasos bo ritzon hamafkid. When I have money I have, whatever investments, annuities, stocks, bonds, savings, checking, assets, real estate, whatever I have, all of it is just a pikadon. Just a pikadon, meaning I am entrusted with it, but I don't really own it. So wait a minute. So what am I supposed to do with it then? What are my instructions about this pikadon? The Aruch HaShulchan says, lasos bo ritzon hamafkid. It's to do what the owner, the entruster, wants to be done with it. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the money I have has been assigned to me, and I'm supposed to watch that and take care of it and safeguard it. As like a shomer. That's where we use the word nifkad and a mafkid. The mafkid is the owner of it. The nifkad is the one who's been entrusted to watch it. I'm just a watch person. I'm a watchman. I am just the one who is supposed to safeguard it. Uretzono sheyitein tzedakah. And the will of the one who gave that money to me, who lent it to me, is that I should give tzedakah. Every person needs to give tzedakah. Zehu hachelik hatov sheyelo mimamono. And this is the best portion. That's the cream of the person's finances. What he gives away. That's the best of the person's funds. Shenemar v'holach lefonecha tzid kecha. It says your righteousness, your charity will go before you. But not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Dover is baduk umenusa. It's been tested, it's been checked, and there's experience, there's evidence. Shelo levad, shelo yechzar lo bishvil ha-tzedakah. Not only will a person not lose from giving tzedakah, again, what this is doing, this is fortifying our bitachon, especially in this time of year when we pay tuitions and we give money to poor and to the mostos, to the foundations and to the institutions that need it. So the person not only won't lose from it, El Adaraba, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's the exact opposite. Tosiflo Osher V'chavod. By giving tzedakah, the person will get more wealth, more honor, more respect. And now we know the famous pasuk, the end of the Trei Aser in the Nevi'im. Test me, please, with this, Hashem says. Imlo eftach lachem arubas hashamayim. If I won't open up for you the skylights, the windows of heaven. Bring all the meiser. Bring all the tzedakah. Barikosi lachem bracha ad beli dai. It's a malachi perakimo. And I will empty out to you. I will shower you with blessings ad beli dai. The very famous Pasuk, which the Gemara darshins, al sheyivlu sifsosechem milomar dai. Your lips will wear out. They will wear out from saying, enough, it's so much. Baruch Hashem, thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem says, give tzedakah, and you'll have so much. You'll have more than you need. Ram Chazal B'Tainis, it's a famous Gemara Tainis Daf Tes about this pasuk in Malachi. B'chol asur l'nasos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Torah, Lo Sanasu as Hashem, Kasher Nisisim B'Masa. You're not allowed to test Hashem, like you did in Masa. Masa Meriva. You're not allowed to test Hashem. Except in one area. Chutz Mizo. You cannot test Hashem except in this area of Tzedakah. Kedekhsiv Uvuchanuni. As it says, give me a Bechina, give me a test, Hashem says. Then the Aruch HaShulchan entertains the possibility. Maybe this is only true about Meiser. About giving a tenth, but not about tzedakah, because that pasuk was about meiser. Ein tam nachon nachalik bazeh. But no, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not logical. There's no good reason to make that difference, that distinction. It is all types of tzedakah, not just meiser. And then there's one who says, oh, it's only referring to meiser tavua, agricultural tithe, you know, that you give to the levy. And meiser sheni, that we eat in Yerushalayim. Because it says, Aser to Aser and Parshas Re'eh, you should surely give the tithe. Aser Bishvil Shetis Aser, the famous Chazal, you should tithe in order that you'll become wealthy. And some people say also it's only if a person does it for the sake of becoming wealthy. So there are those who limit the application of this. Ulani ustaiti ein shum sfora l'chalek b'chol edu. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, there's no reason to make any distinctions. Meaning, not just meiser, but all tzedakah. Not just agricultural tithes, but even monetary ones, even though there are three shitos, whether Meiser Ksafim, giving a tenth of our income, is the Araisa or the Rabbana or Minhag Yisrael. So there definitely are differences between giving a tenth of our monetary income on one hand and giving the tenth to a Levi when it comes to agriculture. But the Aruch HaShulchan tells us that it applies equally to Meiser Ksafim, to money, also we'll get it back. And we can also test Hashem. And even if it's not our intention that we're going to become wealthy, we still become wealthy from it. We still are respected more because of it. From Shemayim we are. And that filters down to human beings. V'gam achush meyid, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Sense can testify, meaning experience can show, nekama ashirim, from many wealthy people, shekol ma'ashen nosnim yoster, that the more tzedakah, the more charity they give, Miss Ashrim Yosef, they become more wealthy. So then he says, well, wait a minute. Avagam Sheisha Ashirusam Nevadu. What about the stories of people who lost their wealth and they did give a lot of tzedakah and they lost their money? What about that? Now, this is a test of bitachon. No. That's not because they gave the tzedakah. If anything, they're better off, even though they looked like they couldn't be worse. They're better off because they gave the tzedakah. He says, Zeo me'anis taros l'Hashem Elokeinu. It's this coming week's parsha. It says in Parshas Nitzavim, Hanis taros l'Hashem Elokeinu, that hidden things belong to Hashem. If a wealthy person who's giving a lot of tzedakah, chas v'shalom, loses his wealth, that's something hidden, that's something mysterious. It's definitely not because of, it's not attributed to the tzedakah he gave. Just the opposite. Bavadai toba samhi. It's definitely good for the person who gives a lot of tzedakah. The alpia rov ain't okay. In a majority of cases, it doesn't happen that way anyway. Not only that, the ode, shatzedakah docha es hagzeros hakashos. When a person gives charity, it pushes off evil decrees, chas v'shalom. Uvarov tatsami maves. And in hunger and in times of scarcity, it saves from death. Utsadoka tatsu mimaves. It saves from death. Kasher iro the tzarfis, like it happened in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin. Because of the small cake that she gave to Eliyahu, Hanavi, she was saved. Her fortune was changed. And Yisro also. Yisro said to his daughters, Kiren lo v'yochalachim. He says, Lama ze'azavten ezeish. This man came and saved you from the shepherds. You look in Parshas Yisro, and you did not like invite him in. Well, what happened? Why did you leave him? Kira lo v'yochalachem. Why don't you call him and he'll eat something with us? Ended up making shidduch too with Tzipora, with Yisro's daughter. L'hefech, the opposite though. There are two nations. It says in Parshas Kisetze that after they convert, yes, we accept their converts against, there's a misimpression out there that we don't accept converts from Ammon and Moab. We do, clearly. Look at the halacha. You'll see what the Torah is talking about. But we don't allow them to marry a Bas Yisrael, a male convert from Ammon u'Moav, after he has converted, and yes, he's a legal ger, cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. Why? He has to marry someone who's not native-born Jew. But what's the reason? Bishvil minias ha-tzedakah, because they held themselves back. They didn't allow themselves to give food to us. It says b'Torah, kakasu b'Torah al-devar, Asher lo kodnu eschem belechem uvamayim. They didn't come out and serve you food when you were traveling in the Midbar. And that's why we cannot have an association with them the way we have with others. So what do we get from all this? The person asked me in the beginning, I babysit, I made $20. Really? Saying Blin Eder, I should be giving $2 to tzedakah. I made $40, I should be giving $4. Ideally, if a person is able to give chomesh, two times meiser, we know that that's brought many times in the Torah. Aser asvenulak, Yaakov said. So yeah, it means I will surely give meiser, but Meforshim say it means more than that. Aser asvenulak. B'chol asher titan li, Yaakov said, aser asvenulak. I will give meiser, I will give meiser. I'll give a tenth, I'll give a tenth. That ends up as a fifth. That's a chomesh. That's really powerful. So we started by saying, the person said to me, my heart is not in it. I have a hard time parting with my money. We learned today, part of bitachon is this is not my money. I am a shomer. I am a nifkat. I am entrusted, or the money was entrusted with me by Hashem, and I'm supposed to do with the money what Hashem wants me to do with it. Therefore, I should have no problem parting with that money for tzedakah purposes and for the mitzvahs that Hashem wants me to do with that money. Yes, we often need Das Torah guidance to know, is this appropriate? This fund, how much? How should I distribute it? How should I allocate it? But the idea is that we need to have this bitachon to be able to do it. And in order to end off today, we're going to just do a little bit inside the Chofetz Chaim's Machne Yisrael as he speaks to the soldiers, because it's still all about bitachon. We need a lot of bitachon to be able to do tzedakah the right way. But we also need bitachon for every single undertaking in life, every day, every new day that we wake up. V'zor HaKadosh, Parshas Va'era, says the Chofetz Chaim. Al Zeh HaPasik, Rotzalomar, Bitchu V'Hashem Adayad. We had a pasik that we said, trust in Hashem forever and ever. Remember we said last time, in both worlds. We need to be talking for both worlds, that we'll be successful in this world and the next world. Meaning that we have bitachon. Oh yeah, I wanted to mention that bitachon for the next world, the Orach HaTzaddikim actually talks about that. What is bitachon for Olam Haba? Because this is the pasuk the Chofetz Chaim is dealing with. If a person is having a smooth time, hopefully is, the person is supposed to have bitachon. That's not something that's frightening, that maybe I'm using up my Olam Haba. No, that's also a type of bitachon. I have bitachon that Hashem is being benevolent and kind and giving to me in this world, and he will in Olam Haba also. And I'm not threatening my portion in the world to come. That means there's a type of bitachon that also has to do with my afterlife, that I have to trust in Hashem, that even though, let's say I have good health, Baruch Hashem, I have what I need material-wise, and I have, let's say, relationships that are very positive, all the main pillars of a tranquil existence, that's okay. I'm allowed to think Hashem is being so extra kind to me, and it's not threatening my portion of the world to come. That is also part of bitachon, because sometimes people have said this to me, should I be worried? That people say, I'm worried about, maybe I'm eating up my Olam Haba. No, that's also bitachon, that I'm not. So that's why we said last time, Bekha Hashem, Sur Olamim. That's why you should trust in Hashem. Bitchu Hashem Adayad. Trust in Hashem forever and ever. Ki Bekha Hashem. Because in Hashem, who is the Yud and the Hey. Remember the Yud is Olam Haba. It hints to that. And the Hey is Olam Hazeb. Sur Olamim. Trust in Hashem, because in those two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, Hashem is the rock of both worlds, this world and the next world. And I have a right and a need to trust in him regarding both worlds, my existence here and also my success in Olam Haba. So on that pasuk, and this is how we're going to end off today, call Yomoy Devar Nash, the Zohar says, quoted by the Chofetz Chaim, all the days of a person, Ba'ele is Takfa, he needs to be strengthened. Bay in him, Bakodesh Baruch Hu. Strengthen himself to be powerful, strong, and firm in connection with Hashem. Not inconsistent, but very firm, concretized relationship, and also solidified bitachon in Hashem. A firm trust in Hashem. And in that case, when a person does that, as the Zohar is going to tell us, and we're going to keep reading that the next time we meet Hashem, we'll see that that leads to the person's success in this world and also in the next world. But it has to be kidaka ya'os. The person has to have that bitachon to the proper measure. So that's what I'm working on every week. Baruch Hashem, today we were on number 62, B'liayin Hara. When we continue next week with Vod number 63, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue to solidify and concretize, as we've said, to harden and strengthen our bitachon in Hashem. Hashem should help us as we see out this wonderful year with more and more success in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and in Ruchnias and Gashmias. We should have a wonderful week in Emirat Hashem, and we'll continue next week. Thank you.